So these are the things and the conversations that we're going to have about, we're going to talk about during this first season. A lot of emotions that go into parenting a child who is different or has a disability, has a diagnosis, just of any kind. And we encourage you to share this with other friends and family that may be able to relate to our stories, to encourage them and give them hope in these times. Yeah.
Welcome. You're listening to the Love That Surpasses podcast, and I'm your host, Sarah Lowry.
And I'm your co-host, Megan Bushalon.
Take a seat and join in as we share our hearts and experiences surrounding parenthood, disabilities, and God's calling on our lives to live victoriously, fearlessly, and free.
You'll hear conversations about expectations, grief, jealousy, but also surrendering our lives and stepping into our God-given purpose with courage.
We're so glad you're here today, and we hope you feel abundantly loved, because, well, you are.
Hey, y'all, it's Sarah here with Megan. We are so excited that you're here with us today.
Yes, today's the first episode.
I cannot even believe it.
We talked about this before we started. I was literally sitting here because I'm 3 hours ahead of Sarah. So I'm sitting here just waiting like a kid on Christmas morning for her to log on.
Yes. So we should introduce like where we're at. Like I am in Northern California in San Jose, and Megan.
Yeah. I'm in South Florida, all the way in South Florida. So we're so far apart, but yeah, it doesn't feel that way, does it? Because we talk literally all day, every day.
It really doesn't. Yeah. All day. Thank goodness for voiceovers. That is our go-to. Mm-hmm. Busy mom life.
Yes. I just have to get better about not sending you 10-minute voiceovers. I'm really bad at that.
She is. She definitely is. Yep. She sends me 10-minute voiceovers while I'm at work.
Well, just be grateful that I send them to you. Don't, you know.
I am. They totally make my day.
Me too.
Makes me so happy when I wake up to voiceovers.
Me too. I do. I try to send my good morning messages. And if I don't, I will get fussed at. Sarah's like, I didn't get my morning message. What's going on?
Makes a difference in my morning. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about how we met, who we are, and why you're here and what we want to do. We're so excited. This is our first episode, and we have such a great first season planned for you guys.
Yeah. All right. So who are we? Sarah, I feel like you should start this off, like tell your side of things and how we kind of came to be, and then I'll jump in.
Okay. Well, I guess a little background on me. I'm a pediatric oncology nurse, and I have two children, Hayden, who's 4, and Emmett, who is 2.5. So Love That Surpasses Ministries came to be because of the prenatal diagnosis I got with my son, Emmett. We did the NIPT testing, which is the exact same that we did with my daughter. And at 12 weeks, we found out that Emmett was probably going to have Down syndrome. And that just totally changed my whole world. And as a parent, you just don't expect you to be in these type of situations. So, you know, Down syndrome is not something that's like new to our family. My brother-in-law, he is 24 and he has Down syndrome as well. But I just never realize from a parent's perspective how a disability diagnosis changes everything you've ever, all of your dreams. And I remember that day when I got my diagnosis, my mother-in-law came over and I said, I never knew that parents felt this way when they received a diagnosis like this for their child. And she was like, well, how did you think that they felt? And, you know, growing up and watching Isaac Special Olympics and being around him, like he was such a joy and he was always so fun. Everybody loves Isaac, but you know, when it's your own child, you just have all these fears that just come creeping in. And I was like, I just never knew. So there's really, when I got to looking, there's no support for parents who are going through these emotions and, not to mention like other diagnoses. So that's kind of how, very long story, very condensed, how Love That Surpasses Ministries came to be. We have came a long way, and Megan has seen that evolve.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning, when it wasn't even declared a ministry yet. I mean, it's just amazing how God has like spoken and led me little by little. And it's just a huge story that we plan to unveil this story as it goes on, but it's really, really a really cool one and a really long one. And yeah, it's exciting.
And, you know, I think to kind of catch you up to speed and how we sort of, where I come into the picture. So I'm a creative, I design, and my background's marketing, graphic design, things like that. So Sarah reaches out to me because she heard from a mutual friend, shout out to our mutual friend who introduced us. Sarah reaches out to me, hey, can you create me a logo? And yeah, I did, created her a logo. And then she came back, hey, can you create me a business card? Absolutely. So it was this business transaction really from the start. And then it just sort of morphed into something really beautiful because as I followed along your story, and I remember you would call me sometimes like, what do you think about this versus doing like a nonprofit versus doing this? And I tried to give you what I knew. I didn't know as much as what I feel like we know now, but I remember sitting in my car at night in the dark.
I remember that conversation. Yes.
Yeah. And so then from that point, I remember just following along your story, and I started designing stickers and other little merch and stuff like that. And I remember feeling so compelled. I need to draw this sticker, this heart for Sarah, and so she can use it in her bags of hope. And I remember being really nervous to ask you if you wanted to use them because I didn't want to intrude on what you were doing, but I felt so strongly about it that I could not let it go. I couldn't stop thinking about it. In fact, I already designed the thing. I didn't even have her input yet. I was just like, here, I already made this. You can use it or not use it. I don't care. No obligation. You're not going to hurt my feelings, but I hope you like it.
And Sarah, it was so awesome. You were so nervous, and it was such a big hit in our community. Like,
yeah,
so many people purchased that sticker. Yeah.
I still get messages. Hey, where's that sticker? I want to buy it. And so, yeah. And that's kind of what started to change. There was a shift there because you saw my heart, I saw yours, and we sort of met there. And then from that point on, we started doing more work together, and here we are over 2 years later.
Really, it kind of paused until I felt compelled to write this children's book.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Should we make that a different episode or like dive into that?
I think we can briefly talk about it. That stuff's going to be more season two, but I think it does give you guys a little bit of an idea. But yeah, I think we should. So yeah, I think this is interesting. Tell your part about how that kind of, where that all came from.
So, as I'm shipping out these bags of hope, this is our first year, 2020. I get this message that, there is a family, I think they were in Texas. They were leaning towards abortion. And my heart just like stopped for them. And so I sent the bag, all the way there, but when you send out, it's a double-edged sword because when you send out these bags of hope and you're sending them to families that are undecided, it's kind of like a shot in the heart because it's like, you know, this, you don't want a child like mine. That's how it feels on my end. And I know other parents feel like that too. And it's not their fault. You know, there's a lot of fear coming their way, but to be on this side of it, it's like, you just have so much love for your child. And you're like, you know, you're saying that you don't want a child like mine. So my heart just kind of went out one night. You know, I was still nursing Emmett at the time, and I was nursing him, getting him to sleep. And I just had all these emotions, and it just kind of came to me, this like poem for a children's book that was like, mommy, mommy, don't you see, like, you'll love me just like my big sissy. Mm-hmm. And, it was definitely from God. And I just spewed it out on this, you know, notes on my phone. And I was like, I think that these should go in the bags. Who do I get to illustrate? I've never even created a book. And then I thought about Megan and how talented she was with these stickers. And I was like, okay, I'm going to reach out to her. And this was in August, maybe. Yeah, so I was summer. Like, this would be amazing to have this done by Christmas and have this available for families before Christmas time.
No, it was September. It wasn't August, right. It was September. I remember because it's so close. Okay. Yeah. So crazy thing, the day prior, right? The day prior, mm-hmm. I had this really strong feeling just randomly where it was like, I felt like God was saying, I want you to illustrate a children's book. And it was very specific. It didn't say, I want you to publish a children's book. I want you to write this children's book and illustrate. It was very specific. I want you to illustrate a children's book. And I want
you even told your brother about this too. Mm-hmm.
And the other specific thing was by Christmas time. That I'm even getting goosebumps talking about it because I remember feeling so compelled. I want to illustrate a children's book. And I want to put it out by Christmas time. And I remember sitting on the floor in my living room. My brother was staying with me at the time temporarily till he moved into his place. And I remember telling him about it. And I was like, I don't know why. What am I even going to write about? Children's books aren't really that's not my audience right now, obviously, with what I was doing with my arts. I'm like, why would I do that? Why Christmas time? Why, you know, it's September. I don't have time to do that. And the next day I get a voiceover from Sarah and she's like, hey, or it was a voiceover or text message. Regardless, you sent me a message saying, hey, I know this sounds kind of crazy. I don't know if you can do it, but it really felt like I wanted to publish a children's book and I want it done by Christmas time. And I'd like you to illustrate it. Y'all, my jaw dropped. I was like, that's okay. You may not believe me, but this is what happened yesterday. I have proof because I told my brother. This is insane.
I'm going to start tearing up thinking about it. Like,
that was the first time I feel like you and I both were like, whoa, there's something here. And this is like God really working through the both of us. It was crazy. And it was really, truly a special moment. And I think that is ultimately where that next shift in our relationship happened. Because from then on out, it was like, we knew how each other, like we were able to talk about these crazy things that happened in our lives and like how God's working through us and how he's talking to us. And so we knew that we could meet each other in that place and talk about Jesus and just revel in his glory. And so it was like, it was a really cool thing. And we did it. I don't know how we did it. I don't know how we illustrated it. It was a little crazy because it was the first time we ever published a book. It was the first time we ever did anything like that, but we did it. And
we were both working full-time jobs.
Both working full-time jobs, mamas, two small children, kids. Yeah. And again, I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And it was a really cool experience, super special to me. Even if that book never, I don't even know how much we sold at this point, but let's just say like, we don't even make it to 100, you know, sold. That does not matter to me. It's just the experience itself, working with you and doing all of that and having that moment together is really special. So that book will always have a special place in my heart. So
definitely God moves so big in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's sort of how we met and sort of how we kind of came to be. Right.
Why don't you take it off, like introduce yourself and a little bit about, you know,
right. Okay.
And stuff.
Yeah. I didn't really kind of dive into that. Okay. So, I've been in the marketing, graphic design, PR type field. I call myself a creative. That's probably the best term. And working 8 to 5, going into an office, doing that kind of thing. And I remember being in a place where, I felt like this is not what I'm meant to be doing. And there's more. And so I'd asked my husband for my birthday. I was like, can I get an iPad? I really want one with the pen. And I want to start doing drawings. And, because during a time where I fasted with my family, I used journaling and drawing as kind of my time of worship with God. I'd listen to music and I would draw and I'd create stuff. And at the end of that, I was like, man, I really want to share this with people. I want to share my heart and my idea behind this illustration and what I created. And, I knew I wanted to sort of recreate it. And I was familiar with Photoshop. I was familiar with some of those other things. So I did, I went in and I tried to recreate what I had drawn and, you know, it worked, it was fine, but honestly, it wasn't I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoy actually drawing with the pen on the iPad. So I begged my husband, please, I really want it for Christmas or my birthday. And he got it for me. And I had convinced him like, this will be in a return on investment. It, you know, I will try and make money off of this somehow. Like, I'll pay this thing off, like whatever we got to do. I really want it. And so we bit the bullet and got it. And I'm so glad he did, because that's sort of,
and you have,
yeah. Right. Oh yeah. I've more than paid for it. I started creating all these different designs, and they were all just like encouraging words and just, you know, talking about Jesus and how much I love him and how much he loves us, and just put this stuff out there on my social media. And then one day I had the same mutual friend who introduced us reached out to me and was like, "Girl, you should really try to sell this stuff. This stuff is beautiful. People would love it. I love it. Just do it." And all I needed was one person to tell me that. Right. So I started doing that. I started selling my art. And then that's sort of where we started catching up, because you saw my work and, you know, we reached out, and that's kind of where all that happened. But to bring it back even further, my heart for what Sarah's doing, my son may not have Down syndrome, but he does have a disability, does have an impairment. He was born with a cleft palate, and we're still kind of working through some of the other things that he has going on. We have a new craniofacial and cleft palate team that we're working with now, where we moved to, and we're kind of discovering some new things that weren't discovered when he was born. But we're working through that. He has speech therapy. We're working on his hearing and different stuff like that. So he does have some disadvantages and can have a difficult time sometimes in school, but he's thriving now that we've kind of got him set up with a great speech therapist, and our teacher's working with us in the school. So it kind of goes back to that in my experiences of being in the NICU and going through these things with the doctors and having speech therapy and having these different things and having to talk to teachers about, hey, look, he's got a physical difference. There's a very physical anatomical difference. And so he's not going to be able to do some of the things that the other kids are doing. You need to understand that. So having these kind of conversations. So my heart really did feel for what Sarah was doing and how she was helping other families have these bags of hope, to have these resources, to find community, because Sarah's not just sharing, hey, Jesus loves you, it's going to be okay. She's also saying, like, on her social media, hey, check this out. This is what a mom is doing here. This is what a school is doing here. This is what somebody's doing here. And it really helps other parents know, like, what can I ask for in my community? How can I advocate for my kid? How can I do that? And that doesn't just speak to children with a Down syndrome. It speaks to other children with other disabilities, like my son, because it gives me the courage and the terminology to be able to have these types of conversations with the people that are in my son's life. So, and that goes beyond school, doctors, it goes with family, friends, things like that too. So, she speaks.
Yeah, that's, I love bringing your story into our ministry, because it, you know, God has laid it on my heart over time that, you know, love that surpasses, it stands for Ephesians 3:17-19, that God loved everybody, like, beyond what we can even comprehend. And so that's not just me and you and everybody that's typical. It's not just the Down syndrome community. Like, he has laid it on my heart that, like, you know, this, his love is available to everyone, and, you know, other communities, you know, within the disability community as a whole, and you bringing in your story and how much we can relate, it opens my eyes to, you know, you don't have to have a child with Down syndrome, to relate to all of these things that parents go through when they have a child who is different. So, you know, one of our things that's been on our heart this year is to try to push towards allowing this conversation to be opened to other individuals outside of just the Down syndrome community. Like, we want to impact the whole disability community. And I even think, you know, I take care of kids who have cancer, you know, during the week at my day job. And, you know, I even think some of their parents can relate. Like, I put myself in their shoes, and I'm like, you didn't expect yourself to be here. Like, you know, there's feelings of anger and jealousy, you know, and hopelessness that you're processing too. It's, you know, our stories are different, but those emotions feel are the same.
Yeah.
So there's just, I think that this ministry is, God wants to use it to speak to so many more families. And I love having your story be different than mine, but we can mm-hmm. still relate and we're still advocating for the same thing, which is God's love for everyone. Yeah. And he is there even when you can't feel him or you don't think he's there. You know, I remember getting my prenatal diagnosis and being like over and over in between all these questions of, you know, being like, God, where are you? Like, I grew up knowing that you're always supposed to be here with me, but why can't I feel you here in this place? It feels so dark, mm-hmm. so dark, you know, and then all these fears, because, you know, it's not only a physical or emotional battle. Like when you receive a diagnosis for your child, it is a spiritual battle as well. And those arrows just come blazing at you, blazing. Yeah. So these are the things in the conversations that we're going to have about, we're going to talk about during this first season. A lot of emotions that go into parenting a child who is different or has a disability, has a diagnosis, just of any kind. And we encourage you to share this with other friends and family that may be able to relate to our stories to encourage them and give them hope in these times.
Yeah. And that's sort of the premise of everything that mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about on this podcast. We're going to be talking about everything from getting that phone call, getting that diagnosis, the process of those appointments and things even before they were born, what it was like during birth, after birth, to just going into parenthood, what that looks like and what it looks like now, what we're doing now, how far we've come, what we've learned, what we've gone through. And so, yeah, that's kind of, we'll be talking about a little bit of everything. Some of the expectations that we had with our children and some of the ways that we've created sort of this bondage for ourselves in those expectations. And then that shame and guilt and just anger, all the different things that we've gone through, and talk a little bit more about our individual stories, but also just kind of in general, what most of us experience, going through these types of things, and not just with children with, disabilities or impairments or anything like that, but just parenthood in general, you know, like yep. these things happen, we go through stuff. And I think that what we're going to be talking about on each of these episodes are going to touch I've so many hearts. I think it's really going to help soften it and encourage you and let you know you're not alone in the way that you feel. And hopefully we can offer some encouragement and some advice in how we've worked through some of those things and bring on the other side where now we really find a lot more joy with everything that we face and just so much hope, which is why exactly. Sarah even created the Bags of Hope. Is to kind of, you know, reach out and extend the hope that she's received, mm-hmm. Which is
from
also
the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hope from the Lord.
Yeah. Right. Nowhere
else. Only way you can remain joyful in these conversations yeah. and feelings.
Yeah.
And you know, you ask him and he is there. He gives it freely. So we're going to be talking about how to get that surpassing peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think our plan is for the next episode, which you're going to be hearing is I've talked about a little bit is expectations and expecting perfection. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a really good episode and I'm excited to talk more about that. We talked a little bit about this before, but I'm sure people are probably wondering how are they going to receive these episodes? How often? What are we looking at here for the show? What should they expect?
So you can get this podcast on anywhere that you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple. And then we are also uploading this to YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to see us in person and live, having these conversations, then you can watch it on there.
Yeah. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube, what do you think of our background? Do you love it? Please. I hope
you're trying to be mutual since we're not in the same space, literally yeah. on the other sides of the country.
Exactly. But you know what? You wouldn't know that unless we told you, or you know us personally, but no, I think this is really fun. Obviously it's consistent with our branding our look of the podcast. So please comment on that. I would love to hear y'all's feedback about this. And if you want us to go in more detail about how we set this up and just the craziness that we went through, we'd be happy to talk about that too. Because it was fun and it was interesting, but nonetheless, it's really cute. Kudos to Sarah for putting this together and finding all this stuff.
And so. Amazon Prime for yes. priming it with the, within 24 hours.
Yes. And don't forget, when you order stuff through Amazon, what are we supposed to use, Sarah?
Oh, Amazon Smile. That's because right. you can sign up to give back to our ministry. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to go check out our ministry website, it's www.lovethatsurpasses.org.
And where do we find you on social media? Do you have a social media?
Yes. You can follow my personal account on Instagram, Love That Surpasses. And then you can follow the ministry's account on Instagram at Love That Surpasses Ministries. And then Megan, how do you find yours?
Okay. So mine is Megan Bouchillon. Okay. Bouchillon. I know it's a weird last name. I don't expect you guys to remember how to pronounce it. That's okay. But it's also, you can find it through Chasing the Sun, S-O-N, as in the father, our son, and his son. So, you can find me there. I do have a YouTube channel where I will be diving a little bit into this, maybe some more behind the scenes of getting things set up and talking about what we're doing. So you'll get a little extra stuff there on that. Because of course I'm going to talk about, this podcast and Love That Surpasses, cause it's a part of my everyday life. Like this is my work and my passion. It's all in one and the same, which is a goal for anyone, that this is your work and your life. And it's been a beautiful journey. So I'm excited to bring you all along on that. So yeah, you can find me there. And that's pretty much the gist of it. That's who we are. That's what we're about. And this is what we hope to do through the podcast.
So excited.
Yes. If y'all have anything that you would like to hear more about, if you have anything with your personal story, we'd love for you to share that below. Or reach out to us.
I'm sure people are going to comment on your Southern accent. Let's tell them where you're from. It's not from Florida.
No, you know, your accent isn't like not Southern, but it's definitely not as thick as mine. Because you're still from the South.
Yes, definitely Southern. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, even though I've been living in California for 2 years. And then, mm-hmm.
And then I'm from Georgia. People think I'm from Alabama or something like that. I'm from Georgia. And
one like day we're going to be in the same state.
We are. She's going to move to Florida.
Go ahead and declare this. One right? day we're going to be in the same state.
You're going to move to Florida, right? We'll see.
I'm praying about it.
I hope so. Oh my gosh. I pray for her every day. Actually, Lord, please let her move to Florida. Cause we have to raise our babies together and, drop off and pick up our kids at school. It's just so good to have, cause it really does take a village, right. To mm-hmm. raise children. And when you have a good support system, that's everything. So, I know I have it in spirit and, as far away as California, but it'd make it a little bit easier if you were physically here.
Okay. So we want to hear your comments about our backdrop and we want to hear your comments about our accents. Who's got it more?
Yeah. I think I hear it come out sometimes, but I know yeah. mine's pretty bad. I feel like people are going to comment that mine's pretty bad, yep, but
probably,
I didn't hear it as much until I moved here to South Florida because there's literally no one here that sounds like me. And I didn't think I really had an accent back home because everyone sounded like me. But I hear it way more now. And yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll see you guys on episode 2.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. We love you so much. And also, usually what we do after an episode is we just say a little prayer just to close us out. And Sarah does a wonderful job at this. I love when she prays. I know I'm putting you on the spot. I always ask her to pray for me though. I'm always like, Sarah, I need a prayer about this. And she will voice over me a prayer. And I love it. So I'm sorry. I'm asking you to do this.
I don't mind. It's one of my favorite right. things to do now.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Dear Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for meeting us here in this place today. And for everybody who is listening, whether they are in their car on the way to work or pushing their children out on the stroller for a jog, whether they're listening to this in the grocery store. So just be with them and cover them with your love. And we just pray that they feel so much love and so much peace and so much joy about this podcast and what you're going to speak to them through it. And we thank you so much for all of your love. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye. Tune into episode 2. Bye.